This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Well, it was quite a week. Donald Trump was inaugurated as our 47th president. The crowds that descended on Washington partied hard, the bands played, and a new day was ushered in with Republicans controlling the levers of power. Now the hard work begins. At the risk of repeating myself from previous programs, the clock is ticking as we speak on funding the government for this fiscal year. We have until March 14th to cut a deal with the Senate and the White House on funding the discretionary budget through the end of this fiscal year. Otherwise, we risk another continuing resolution, or worse yet, a potential shutdown. I can't imagine the latter happening now that we're in charge, but as I do this report, there's no agreement on the top-line number, much less the sub-allocations to the various appropriation titles. Take, for example, my subcommittee, Transportation and Housing and Urban Development. We call it THUD. My FY25 bill was marked to around $90 billion. That funds our transportation and housing programs. The Senate mark was about $8 billion more than that, so something's got to give. Overall, the Senate appropriations package was, in round numbers, about $100 billion more than the House. So you can see where we have a divide and work to do. But every day that goes by without a deal inches us that much closer to the March 14th deadline. So a sense of urgency is in order, but I just don't see it. To me, we should prioritize the government funding bill. Get that out of the way now so we can then turn our attention to the legislative agenda our president and this Congress ran on. That includes extending the 2017 tax cuts, solving the border crisis, restoring an American energy dominance, passing a farm bill, and other vital issues. Along the way, it would be nice if we could agree on some budget process changes that would help us avoid exactly what we're facing right now. Fat chance for that. As if we needed any other divisive issues, we also have the debt ceiling in front of us. We have hit the limit on our borrowing authority, but with what they called extraordinary measures, we have a little time to deal with it, but not much. The president wanted us to fix that before he took office, but we didn't have the votes. Remember, 38 of my fellow Republicans voted against raising the debt ceiling back when we did the last CR. That should be instructive on this issue. So it was a good week. The president, the House, and the Senate enjoyed the political matrimony, and then we woke up on Tuesday after a very short honeymoon. Monday was easy. Monday was fun. Monday was inspirational. But now it's time to hit the salt mines for Congress. We have a lot of work to do. And with a one- or two-seat majority in the House and a three-seat majority in the Senate, our margin for error is thin, very thin. And the president's tolerance for failure on our part is probably even thinner. I hope the new year is off to a great start for you. Please let me know when I or my team can be of assistance to you. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.